780-782-3827.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sierra America. Happy, what is today? Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. The boss is probably already on his way back with the new penny news that'll be out in the morning on your shelves, maybe tonight. So anyway, exciting times. It's my favorite time of the week to talk about the penny news. No, I'm not bored. It's a great paper and a lot of information in there. Lots of things going on there. Lots of things for sale, to sell, to buy, wanting to buy. The whole nine yards is great. It'll be here shortly. Let's see here. Let's check out some temperatures. Anybody start their fireplace last night? They probably did up in the panhandle. It got below. It got too freezing or a few degrees below it this morning. Pretty chilly. It looks like it's warming up there right now. 53 at Boise City, 55 at Beaver, 56 at Woodward, 57 at Lahoma, 58 at Cheyenne, home of the cash daddy. 60 degrees at Hollis, 60 at Hobart. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, we got 58 at Lipscomb, 60 at Miami, 59 at McLean, 60 at Wellington, and 60 at Odell. The winds are getting it out there, so it seemed pretty chilly. Before I get into our world of agriculture, I meant to do this Monday, and it just slipped my mind. So I'm sorry, Faith Schneeberger. I was going to brag on you Monday, so I'm going to go ahead and brag on you today. And there's lots of other kids in the areas. All Western Oklahoma I need to brag on. But Faith Schneeberger, she placed fourth at the state FFA Creed contest in Stillwater. So congratulations. She will be going on stage at the state convention and give a paragraph of the creed along with the other top five creed speakers. So congratulations to Faith Schneeberger at the Burns Flat Deal City FFA, a member of the Burns Flat FFA and Burns Flat Deal City FFA chapter. There, I got it. Had to spell it out first, so that's pretty cool. Faith's mom, Lori and Brian, good people, and so just one of those deals. If you got somebody you want me to brag on, 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Shoot me a picture, or maybe type out their name. That'd probably be the best thing to do. Type out their name, because sometimes some of these pictures that get sent on the text line, I can't open them up for some reason or another. So just give me the name, FFA chapter, and what they did. It'd be really cool. I like bragging on the FFA and 4-H kids. So, all right, let's see. We've got lots to do today. Today is Hay Day Wednesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. That'll be the last segment of the show, so get your pencil, your pen, and your paper ready, and I will have some hay for sale today. Not a lot. Hay's getting hard to come by. What's you guys' thoughts on the hay? I know we're not making a lot of hay. Some people got lucky and maybe in under that right cloud and made a little bit. But overall, the hay crop does not look good at all. And hopefully, I'm just going to give you some confidence. Don't panic. If you didn't make any hay, get ready. Put you a summer cover crop in. When we finally do get a rain here, our rain chances have gone from like 70% to 0% here in the last 24 hours, according to the weather station. So keep your fingers crossed. Tonight at midnight, please do not take selfies or videos or anything like that, but do a naked rain dance tonight at midnight. out in your yard, out where you need your rain, in the middle of the cotton field, whatever you want to do. But might be a good night for a rain dance tonight. So check it out there. But yeah, just if we start kind of getting into a rainy pattern, get you a summer cover crop. I know I get my summer cover crop from seed from SEI Agritech here in Elk City, and grow some kind of sorghum, some Sudan, some peas, something, and I think it'll be all right. You know, we got to pray and believe in that. Believe that we're going to get some rains. I know wheat crop is done. Wheat prices are going up. That'll be kind of farming's kind of sucks sometimes, and I hate to use that word, but it does. You know, when prices are good, there's not much of a crop for the majority of the time. Like wheat. Wheat's up over $7 right now, and cash prices, I hadn't even looked, honestly, probably over $6, and it's continually going up every day because there's no, there's just none around. Oklahoma's probably the worst. Kansas bad. Texas, there's none. I mean, you had irrigation, but we're not talking irrigation. We're talking overall wheat crops that just stinks. But that's just, that's what makes us, just makes it rough. That's the way it is. Fuel prices are high. I think the fuel price deal is short term. And when I say short term, it may be this fall before they come back down. Oil's over $106 a barrel today. And might be a good year to practice no-till. How's that? Practice no-till with the fuel prices the way they are, because if fuel prices are going up, chemicals are going to go up. I was talking with Kent Watkins this morning. There is no reason for fertilizer prices to be at the price they are right now. We get most of our fertilizer out of Canada, Florida. It's all pretty much, we got urea plants all over the United States, and it just, you know, it's all part of this export import stuff. But hey, there comes a time, let's just do it stuff ourselves. And I know that goes against what I'm saying about beef. We have to import beef. I guess we don't have to, but if you want things to be leaner, we need to. But yeah, we do. Everything we farmers grow, there's a different reason for everything of it. And we can kick ourselves because of the we've taught the rest of the world how to farm with technology and growing their own wheat and their own corn, blah, blah, blah. Look at Brazil, you know. They're the biggest exporter of soybeans, getting ready to be biggest exporter of corn. They're growing their own peanuts. They're growing cotton down there because they can double crop down there because of their weather. And they're blowing us out of the water on all that stuff and probably undercutting us on prices. Kind of, I don't know, just a messed up world, isn't it? That's the way it is. So, all right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Shortly before 6:30 a.m., July corn was up penny and a half at 4.77 per bushel. July soybeans were up 4 3/4 at 11.94 per bushel. July soy meal increased $1.60 to $3.29 a short ton. And July soy oil jumped 0.76 cents to 73.28 cents a pound. July wheat markets were stronger in the early morning. Chicago Board of Trade wheat was up 4.5 at 6.62 1/4 a bushel. Kansas City wheat was stronger, was up 5 3/4 cents this morning, higher at 7.08 a bushel. Minneapolis wheat was up 21.5 cents to 7.18 a bushel. Wheat futures went crazy Tuesday and are currently adding to their gains, said John Zanker, senior analyst at Farmers Keeper Financial. This rally is almost all about the current drought in the western areas of hard red land, and with the main focus being on the western half of Kansas. Zanker added, soybean futures are back to the fallen energy complex higher, with more contracts currently up 4 to 5 cents. So oil is the leader Wednesday morning, and that's in direct correlation with the higher energy prices. How's that? Let's see here. Iowa, in case you missed it yesterday, agriculture.com had a story in there, and the Iowa House has passed the right to repair bill. Let's see here. Guess what? There's a cold front developing. If you hadn't noticed it, a cold front is set to develop over the Great Lakes today and tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service. This pattern will support a swath of showers and thunderstorms from the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Atlantic to South Central Texas ahead of the cold front. I guess it's backing up. Like I said, I seen where we had a shot at about an inch of rain here in central western Oklahoma. Now we're down to 1/10. The last bit I seen a little bit going on that. And then we talk about, how the drought has got the hard red winter wheat in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, and eastern Colorado not looking the bestest at all. And we go through a cycle with those droughts and bad wheat crops. But what it does hurt also, besides just the farmers, is the harvest crews, custom harvest crews. Lots of things. It's important that those guys make their combine payments. It's also important, they got guys hired for the summer. Now, I doubt that we'll see a whole lot of crews going south into Texas this year. I know there's a couple already kind of eased down this way, but there's just not much going on. And it's important to the local economies of these small rural towns where harvest's going on, because those guys, they camp out around those towns and buy fuel and get repairs and get tires fixed and just groceries, the whole nine yards. It's a major effect on all the rural towns' economies when harvest crews are not coming through. So I don't guess there's nothing else to say about it. Today's the Taylor Ranch happy hour. And speaking of the Taylor Ranch, I got a Taylor Ranch question of the day. I got some beef sticks at Woodward, so we're good to go now. You guys can play for real now. Let me find Jimbo's question. By the way, I don't come up with these questions. Jimmy Taylor does. And he's the numbers guys. Okay, you guys ready? You listening? First quarter feeding performance in feed lots is setting records. On average, steers closing out during the first 3 months of 2026 set a new record high. How many pounds per day gain did they average? You guys ready? It's not tricky. Listen to the numbers. A, 3.25 pounds per day. B, 3.35 pounds per day. C, 3.45 pounds per day. Or D, 3.55 pounds per day. How many, it's a record for the first 3 months of this year already. How many pounds per day did the feedlots gain on average? 3.25, 3.335, 3.45, 3.55. If you want to just play, text your answer, no name. If you want to win Jose, Juanito, and Jesus, the three beef sticks, that the 2 ounce beef sticks that the Taylor Ranch puts out. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Sweeter Country is coming your way. June 5th, live in concert, Aaron Watson, straight out of Amarillo, brings his signature sound to Sugar Creek Casino in Hinton. Get ready for a night of authentic country music, high energy, and the songs you love. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7. Get your tickets now, starting at just $29 at sugarcreekcasino.com. Don't miss Aaron Watson, June 5th at Sugar Creek Casino off I-40, exit 101.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
Show your teachers all the love during Teacher Appreciation Week.
Well, we have some pre-made gift baskets or bags made up here at the pharmacy, and we've got little notepads in them, pens. We also have like brewmate cups, but we've just got these little cute apples that we've stuffed with lotions, maybe even like pill organizers, soaps, chapsticks. We also have bags that we have that we can put a little gift card in, and we can stuff it with anything you want. We've already got some pre-made, or we can also make some custom for you. Not sure exactly what to get them? That's fine. We have gift certificates. But it just shows these teachers how much we appreciate all the work they've put into our kids this whole year. Show your teachers you love them. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, now located at 1503 West 3rd Street in Elk City. Show your teachers all the love during Teacher Appreciation Week.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com. Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeehaw! All right. Here we go. We already got a winner. I think my listeners are getting smarter. They're studying my question instead of guessing like some people. So, Donnie Johnson, you're wrong again. Curtis, you're right. Everybody else was wrong, and Curtis is the winner. So, all right, let's check out some Lipscomb Auto Group weather out here in the Texas Panhandle, and I got a little bit to talk to you about out there in the Texas Panhandle. Kelton, Texas, 60 degrees. Humidity's 44, dew point's 38. Winds are out of the northeast at 11 miles an hour. Wind gust up to 18. Peak wind gust today, 23 miles per hour. Month-to-date precipitation, not even worth talking about. It's 0.01, 1/100th of an inch of rain. No red flag minutes, no sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 70 degrees. Speaking of that, let me check out where is... bear with me a second here. I got it up here. I got too much stuff up here, and I need to There it is. Hey, that's pretty cool. Today, if you didn't get a chance to make it to the Hemp Hill County Beef Conference today at, I think it's 2 o'clock. Is it 3? Hang on here. Yeah. It is, they're going to have, on Live Ag, they're going to have a sale with some pears, some bred heifers, the whole nine yards, some really good ones. Again, these things are coming out of the 3C Coleman Cattle Company, like out of Briscoe. And then we got some coming out of Kobe Crawford out of down there around Hollis. And for, he's got 80, at least 80, yeah, at least 80 cow-calf pairs from there. And then we got, who is Cooper Cattle Company out of Higgins, Texas. Anchor V Ranch out of Spearman, Texas. Gatlin Duncan out of Canadian, Texas. ML Livestock, they'll be selling 25 cow-calf pairs. 77 Angus out of Woodward's going to be selling 45 bred heifers. I'm just rattling some of these off so you'll know who to expect. And then we got the Hale Ranch out of Perryton, Texas. And Kobe Crawford, again, got 50 bred heifers. No, he's got two sets of 50 bred heifers. One set's red Angus heifers and one black Angus heifers. And then Mason Wall out of somewhere down there, where is that? Avant, Texas. That's south of Fort Worth. 33 bred heifers. GKB Cattle Company, where are they at? North of Amarillo at Channing. Some replacement heifers. Last page here. I'll be done with you. Just bear with me here a second. GKB, Lazy JB Angus out of Montrose, Colorado. 21 replacement heifers. And 77 Angus again. Be out of Gage. 35 replacement heifers. Check their catalog out right now because it's a couple hours away from the sale. Live Ag. .com and it's the I think they're calling it the Hemp Hill County replacement sale for the beef conference. So interesting, be interesting to see what how that all works out this year. This first year they're doing it, it's pretty cool. Ah, let's head to the market, see what the grain markets are doing right now. Kansas City wheat, May 703, up 7 today. July 712, up 10 and a half. Wheat out of Chicago, May 650, up 1.5. July is 661, up 3.5. Corn, July 477, up 2.25. Soybeans for July 1196, up 6.5. Soybean oil, July 7364, up 112. Soybean meal, May 327.70, down 570. And July is 323.90, down 350. Oats for May, 331, down 2.75. See what cotton's doing before I get to the cattle. There it is. May cotton is 78.66, up 132. July is 79.26, down 41. And back to the animals. A little red on the board today. Not bad. Isn't nothing major. Live cattle for April, 256.35, up 367. June is 254.57, up 107. August, 249.15, up a nickel. Feeders for April, 372.25, up 17. May is 371.05, down 67. August is 372.02, down 105. Lean hogs, May, 94.97, up 82. June is 103.77, up 180, and oil, 107.55, up 7.62. July is 172, up 6.17. Natural gas has been hanging around the last couple weeks around that 250 to 260 mark. Today, it is at 263 for June. And there you have it. Okay. Let's see what happened at the beaver stockyards yesterday, according to the USDA, the report. Total receipts, 6,981. These are all the feeder, the calves, compared to almost, exact number last week, $69.98, and last year was $41.20. Compared to last sale, feeder steers $2 to $10 higher with the 950 pound weight class, $4 lower on more plain, fleshier cattle. Feeder heifer steady to $5 higher in a light test. Steer calves too light to test. Heifer calves mostly steady to in a light test. Demand was strong. Market was steady throughout the morning and continued to gain strength throughout the day as cattle futures closed sharply higher Monday and Tuesday. Quality was attractive. Several large drafts of fancy feeders came through the barn today, according to their report. Okay. And 100% of them was feeder cattle. Let's check out some prices here. Let's go down here with the steers. And let's do some four weights. 473 pound winged ones were bringing around $520 to $540. And then we had some unwinged ones. Not a whole lot in that class right there. Let me see here. Yeah, just not very many of the unwings in there. They were averaging 502. Not many 5 weights. What was there? There was about 28 of them, according to this report, weighing 559, was bringing up to 485. Let's go to our 6 weights. 622 average weights. Unwinged, 445. Unwinged 661s were bringing 430 to 446. 7 weights, 711s were bringing 410 to 425. And 763 average weights was bringing 382 to 404. 8 weights, some fancy ones were bringing 390. 830 weights, they were weighing 808. 830 winged ones was bringing anywhere from 366 to 380. And some 839s up to 362, 881s up to 371, 891s bringing 348s, 9 weights, 335 to 355, and that's on the steers. Let's see. Didn't act like they had a big run on the heifers, but let's see what they had. Looked like they had plenty of them. There was a group of 864s. There was 601 of them is what they averaged, not the group, but that's how many they had in their average. And 864 was bringing up to 338, so not too shabby. And then they had some 4 weights, look like 4 weights, any of the 4 weights went anyway from 510 to 530, 535. The fancy ones were bringing 535. And let's see here. I see some 6 weights, winged ones was $385 to $4 on the heifers. So there you have it. That's all I got. Let's see how many cows did they? Oh, the cows ain't in this report. My bad. Yep, that's it. That's what happened at Beaver yesterday. All right. Let's see here. I do have a winner, and the correct answer was D on Jimmy Taylor's, the Taylor Ranch's question was set a record the first 3 months of 2026 on weight gains at the feedlots, and it's 3.55 pounds per day. Pretty good, nicely done. And so, all right, let's take a Taylor Ranch break and be right back.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Most of your farm equipment has cylinders. Sometimes they know what's the matter with it. If it's leaking, they'll bring it in. If they just need a seal kit, you tear it completely apart. Replace all the rubber goods that's in the cylinder. Well, my name is Roy Jones, and everybody in Elk City knows me by Bird. And this is Camrock Supply, Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's 2111 South Main, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
I've known them guys for years and years. And they know what I'm capable of doing.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Find everything you'll need for your next paint project at the locally owned Ace Home Center nearest you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I am a personal banker. That's my title. When you come in, I'm going to help you open your account, decide what type of account you might need. You're kind of going to tell me your needs. I'll tell you what we have that will fit your need. You have to have a valid picture ID and Social Security card. That's it. It doesn't take very long. I would say 20 minutes. Depends on how much we start visiting. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
You put your equipment through the ringer, and you do it in extreme weather out here. Parts that don't last aren't worth a dime. Gates hydraulic hoses are designed for high-pressure use. They keep going when the others fall apart. They're also flexible, so they're easy to handle, and they're easy to install in tight spaces. Did you know that Napa Auto Parts does customized hydraulic hoses, all Gates hydraulics? Well, guess what? Now you know. Gates Hydraulic Hoses at Napa and Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton, because you need parts that withstand the pressure.
Minor dings and major discounts, and you can come in and save a lot of money right now with the hail savings. It's very small, and in some cases, it's hard to find any damage. You can barely see it, but the discounts are great. We know these vehicles are expensive, and you can come in and save a lot of money right now with the hail savings.
If you got damage on your car, you bring that thing in and don't even have to mess with it. We can trade you right out and put you in a brand new one. I haven't seen rebates like this since before COVID. So the incentives are amazing. And then you take a hail discount on top of that. I'm Bobby Feller, part of the Lipscomb Dealership Group, treating you like family.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Kaput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Kaput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out the Lipscomb Auto Group forecast for northwestern Oklahoma, the ag weather forecast, that is. Let's go to Buffalo, 55 degrees. 38 is the dew point, humidity's 51, the winds are out of the northeast at 7 miles an hour. We got 25 miles an hour here in the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center. We got no rain to speak of in the last 10 days, three-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 70 degrees, sunset at 8:24, decrease in clouds today, 69 for a high, tonight 30% chance of rain showers, 44 for a low. And tomorrow, still, it's going to be a little cooler tomorrow. Not much on the winds, but 50% chance of rain showers. There we got it. There we have it. All right. Let's see here. Remember, coming up next segment here in about 10 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes, is Hay Day Wednesdays. Get your pencil, pen, paper, everything ready. Speaking of hay, let's check out the USDA hay and forage market. See what alfalfa's doing. Premium alfalfa in Kansas, 185 delivered to 250, 115 to 160 per ton on good. Missouri, 175 to 300 on premium, 150 to 175 on good. Oklahoma, 160 to 205 on premium, that 205 being delivered. Good alfalfa is bringing somewhere around $140 to $150 a ton. Fair, $130 to $140. I think if we don't start getting some rain in western Oklahoma, these numbers are going to start climbing just a little bit. Texas, $255 to $265 on premium alfalfa. Both of those delivered. $200 to $225 on good alfalfa. Both of those delivered also. And check out the grass hay prices. Here we go. Kansas, $125 to $400. Oh, on premium alpha, grass, $155 to $180 on good. That's quite a difference. $55 to $180 on good. I'd take a bunch of good hay for $55 a ton. Grass hay, if it's good. And then over here, it's got $30 to $110 on fair. Missouri's $150 to $200 per ton on premium grass, $100 to $125 on good. Oklahoma, none reported in the premium, but some reported on the good, $50 to $110. Texas, nothing available there. Not much on the reported hay prices to the USDA. And let's see here. Oh, I wanted to, you guys probably seen it in one of your emails, whether you get Drovers, Successful Farming, Farm Journal. Halter launches world's first virtual fencing via satellite. All these, most of these, all the virtual fencing collars you see on cattle around Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle is all cell service. Well, Halter now is going direct to satellite smart collars, and no more need for cell towers and all that good stuff. So enabling ranchers to manage their cattle anywhere the cow can see the sky. How about that? That's pretty cool. Using Starlink. I was wondering when it was coming. I just figured Starlink would be the cat's meow on this deal. So, and I've already heard the conspiracy theories. Elon's tracking our cattle now. Come on, guys. Maybe in an area, small town where some boss hog's in charge in that county or something. But overall, feel at ease with these collars around your cow's neck and make your life so much more easier. Rye hay. I just got a report on some rye hay, $150 a ton. There you have it. Cool. Okay, I knew it was going to be high this year. I mean, it always is. When we have a drought, not much hay's made. It's going to be expensive. It's part of the deal, but look at everything else. A pound of Snicker bars is $30. So using Starlink, the new technology enables ranchers to manage cattle anywhere they can see the sky, combined with a suite of new tools for reproduction, animal behavior, precision, pasture management. Beef ranchers in remote and rugged regions that were limited by connectivity can now turn to virtual fencing to run more productive and sustainable operations. I think it'd be handy anywhere. You're going to do rotations, rotational grazing. But I think it'd be pretty neat to at least have them on a couple of cows where you're grazing a BLM lamb up in the mountains and stuff. So you can kind of keep an eye on where your cows are up in the Rocky Mountains. And maybe you can see one where a grizzly's chasing one or something. Or them wolves in northern Colorado. How about that? So, now it'd be pretty cool. Starlink is a really good system. If you live out in a rural, most people have got it now, but Starlink's been really reliable. You don't get a bunch of flashing revolving circle on your TV when a storm hits like you do on the other TVs that are satellite. So it's pretty cool stuff. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Halter, that's the name of it. Halter, H-A-L-T-E-R. Launches world's first virtual fencing via satellite. All right, what's going on in hay world? Milk production in the United States during March came up 2.3% compared to a year ago, according to last week's USDA's milk production report. The primary driver of the gush in milk continues to be in the gain in cow numbers, which grew by 8,000 head to 9.621 million head. The U.S. dairy herd is now 187,000 head larger than in March of 2025. Nearly all the growth occurred in Kansas, Texas, Wisconsin, Idaho, New York, Michigan, and South Dakota. And what else is going on? So I think that's about it as far as any hay and forage news with cattle is going on. And then before we go to break, Farm Bill If it's not there already, heads to the House floor for a full vote this week. So, but you know what's going to happen when it gets there. It's going to be a bunch of used car lot deals going on. Add this. If they don't pass a farm bill this year in Washington, we need to do some major overhaul to our government. That's all I can say. What is this? Year two without a farm bill? And there's no need in it. And I'm not saying they haven't been bad to the farmers. And they've always, that great American bill, whatever that called, here a while back, they tried to cover some stuff with it. But if they don't pass the farm bill this year, why do we have them there? I was reading a report on that farm bill and other things. Do you guys know back in the early 1900s, say 1900 to 1945 or 19, right after World War II, 26% of Americans were farmers. Think about that. 26% was American farmers. Now, since they got rid of all the small dairies and this and that and all that stuff, I think we're down to, 3% are farmers of the American population is farming. That's a big difference in 100 years from 26 to 3 or 4%. I can't remember the last number I looked at, what we got going on right now. And so there was some... They were talking, RFD was talking to Representative Smith, discuss the hurdles facing efforts to pass amendment to the House Farm Bill would permanently allow nationwide E15 sales. That's one of them. And then Smith went to address the legislation proposals on the pushback of the E15. He also highlighted the benefits of E15 for both farmers and consumers in the current economic climate and shared his perspective on the best path forward to enshrine nationwide sales into law. The last thing he was talking about, I don't know if you guys read that story where those big ag spray drones in New Jersey were stolen. And FBI is currently investigating that, and one of the big reasons why there's big broad concerns on it. They're afraid Ukraine has showed that they can kick the big boy, the Russians, butt with little baby drones and big drones. So they're afraid that maybe some of these not wanting to be so nice people might use these agriculture drones against us with chemicals and stuff like that. So I don't know. See what happens. That's what's going on there. Okay, let's take our last Taylor Ranch break. We'll come back right after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, April 17. 1,728 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 479 brought 547.50. 3 at 492 brought 512.50. 8 at 523 brought 470. 7 at 675 brought 372.50. 10 at 682 brought 416. 28 at 812 brought 370. 10 head of heifers at 385 brought 530. 19 at 449 brought 477.50. 4 at 506 brought 445, 8 at 533 brought 422.50, 5 at 702 brought 346, 44 at 792 brought 332, butcher cows 125 to 184, butcher bulls 155 to 235, bred cows 1700 to 4800, pairs brought 1750 to 5000. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's check out some weather in southwestern Oklahoma, brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden, Hobart, Oklahoma. 65 degrees at Hollis right now. 41 is the dew point. Humidity's 42. The winds are out of the northeast at 14. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 76 degrees. Sunset at 8:22. Mostly cloudy and 73. And Wednesday night 50 degrees. Mostly cloudy. According to this, tomorrow rain showers likely, 62 for a high and a 70% chance of rain. Hope you get it. Hope you get it. You guys ready? There ain't a lot of hay for sale today, so let's go with it. All right, we have some hay bales, blue stem, native grass, and legumes mix. North of Elk City, she said it's very nutritious. 821-1611. Some mixed native blue stem and legumes mixture planted. This all was planted. Into the native grass, I'm guessing. Call 821-1611. Very nutritious, north of Elk City. I got to scan through here. Wanted to buy round bales of grass hay or hay grazer around Elk City. 580-339-2588. 580-339-2588. They're wanting to buy some round bales of hay. 2025 blue stem round bales of hay fertilized, $75 a bale, can deliver. They're 5x6 bales. Call Lyle at 580-273-5475. And also, Lyle has some little square bales of Bermuda and blue stem, 21 bale bundles, $10 per bale or $8 per bale if you buy a truckload. And some horse quality Ozark Bermuda grass, small bales, irrigated, weed-free, sticker-free, super green hay, put up right with no rain and stored in the barn on pallets. They said they fertilized 3 times with 300 pounds of nitrogen, or with 19-19-19 fertilizer, graze on weed killer, and sprayed with Pastora twice. and that is at Yukon. $250 per bundle. 405-630-8710. And making sure, yep. And got some large bales, large round bales of rye straw hay for sale. 580-515-9894. And then down there by Willow, Earl Warner's got 700 small square bales of fertilized bluestem at $10 a bale. 580-471-4832. I think that's about it. Oh, here we go. Midland and Midland 99 Bermuda grass round bales. 1650 to 1700 pounds. Protein level 10.8. 200 pounds and hydrous ammonia applied. That's over by Burns Flat. That's Lynn Trek. $110 a bale. 580-821-1258. 580-821-1258. I think that's it. Large round bales of 5x6 Bermuda grass sprayed and fertilized. Round Perry, Oklahoma, 580-336-7023, and some Sudan 79 grass hay 4x6, net wrap bales, fine stem, low nitrates, north of Weatherford, America. Bales ran around 1,250 pounds. 580-445-8163, North Weatherford. That's it on the hay. You got, if you're looking for some, or you got some for sale, you want to sell, I'm your man. Hay Day Wednesday is brought to you by Great Plains Bank. Okay, what else do we need to talk about? Let's, something positive about drones. Not negative like I had yesterday where things were getting shot down out of the air and stuff. I guess that can probably irritate you, but you better know the laws. And I don't think in Oklahoma, no matter whether by either the state or the feds are going to get you with the drones. But I used mine Sunday, the dogs and I did, to try to locate a missing baby calf. And down there on the river, it's not, I got my Ranger, but you can't get everywhere with your Ranger. So I used it, didn't find any signs of it, but I did use it. So five ways that drones can save you time on the ranch. Spot livestock across large pastures, up to 200 feet up. A 4K camera gives you a bird's eye view of the whole herd in a single pass. And also, you can check fence lines without leaving the truck, which is really cool. Launch from a central point, fly the boundary at low altitude, and inspect for down posts or broken wires in under 30 minutes. And you can also monitor water troughs and irrigation points with a drone. Say you've losing a little pressure on your pivot, you can actually go out there and fly and instead of driving the whole thing and see if you got nozzles blowed off or something like that, then you can drive out there and fix it instead of driving across your crop. So water troughs would be cool. I think cameras are the cat's meow on water troughs. Looks like it's going to be one of those summers that water tanks are going to be very important. So cameras are save you at the cost of fuel today. You can save you a lot of fuel by just checking your camera, saving you a trip 10 miles down the road, unless you just need to go over and check your cows for some reason or another. I'm saying don't go check on your cows, but you wouldn't have to do it every day. And because water worries me more than anything. Excess storm or hail damage fast by driving across there and or flying across there and seeing if you got any hail damage. Because one corner of your field could have damage and the other corner might not. You might miss it. You can do inspection with your barns and your grain bins where you don't have to climb up the ladders. And drones are kind of cool. And you can find a good cheap one for doing little stuff like this. But when you start talking about spraying and stuff like that, it's a whole different ballgame. Matter of fact, I need to get Ken on here because I was listening to his commercial a while ago during the break, and he's the official dealer for those ag drones out here. Now, I need to get him on here and talk about drones. It's a catch up with it. Hey, you're never too old to not have a drone. Don't worry. I know you might not have an iPhone, but if you can operate a flip phone, you can operate a drone. Might take a while. Learn her up. A few sets of blades, a couple crashes, hard landings, but it'll be all right. So, okay, see you guys tomorrow. It's The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sarah.